Welcome to Sybil's Book Club on BlackAmericaWeb.com. I'm Sybil Wilkes, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome onto our little podcast here the wonderful writer, former USA Today journalist, and now an award-winning mystery writer, Blair Walker. Hello and welcome.
Sybil, thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
It is so wonderful. I am a big fan of yours. I'm a fan of yours, reading your work on USA Today for years, and now with your writing and your literary work, the three-book mystery, and it is the Darryl Billups series, and I love Darryl.
Yes, thank you. I kind of like Darryl, too. He's my homeboy. I'm from Baltimore, and Darryl is from Baltimore also.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be a newspaper reporter. My last stop was USA Today.
Right.
And Darryl works for the fictional Baltimore Herald.
Right.
And he's a cop reporter. And Darryl is a nosy brother, and he always has his nose where it doesn't belong. And as a result, he's kind of a reluctant detective. He's always a step ahead of the cops who are trying to solve these murders in Baltimore.
Is Darryl a Baltimore Ravens fan?
Oh, Darryl is crying this morning. That is so mean. Darryl and the entire city are in tears as we speak, but Darryl will be back, and so will the Ravens.
I know. That's what we all say as sports fans. I say that as a Bears fan. I understand, Darryl. I feel your pain. Now, how was Darryl born? How was he created? Where did it come from in your head?
You know, as a reporter, you just write about all these boring things, pad up trees, you know, go to city council meetings, and you say, man, I wish that I was doing this, that, and the other. So I got this idea to write the great American novel, you know, featuring an African-American male, Darryl Billups, who was upstanding, who wasn't, didn't have all these babies around town, wasn't doing drugs, maybe a little recreational marijuana every now and then, but nothing serious, and who was very conscientious, and who did not also talk down to black readers, because some writers do that.
Yes.
You know, they, and we're as capable of keeping up with anything as any other reader. So that's the genesis of Darryl Billups. That's where Darryl came from.
And where does Darryl begin, or maybe I should say, where does Blair begin and Darryl end? Where is the line and the similarities and differences between you two?
Well, you know, Blair has been married for a number of years now, so he does not have all these delectable women coming in, living in the house like Darryl does.
Right.
And Darryl's love interest is Yolanda.
Yes.
And he has a little, she has a little son.
A little boy.
Named Jamal. And Darryl's a big-hearted brother. He takes them both in the house because they have both been the sort of the victims of domestic abuse. And this gives you a sense of the kind of individual Darryl is.
The heart he has.
Yeah. And he's multidimensional. He's not just all about work. He's got a private life, and it's a very complicated, sometimes messy love life. But he strives to be the best brother that he can possibly be.
Sounds like he's almost like Shaft, a complicated brother. No one understands him but his woman.
Shut your mouth. And the first book was Up Jump the Devil, where Darryl Billups saves the NAACP from a terrorist bombing. Hidden in Plain View is one of my favorites. I think that you have seen that one already.
Yes.
Hidden in Plain View, you have someone murdering African-American professionals in Baltimore and Atlanta.
And Atlanta, yeah.
Right.
So you branched out and you moved around a little bit.
Yes, without question. And Hidden in Plain View also has a sort of a freaky undertone to it.
Yeah, very much so.
Very much so. And you know that Blair Walker doesn't have that, of course. But that's all Darryl.
Okay. As far as writing and deciding on creating this character, how did you start out doing that in terms of with your first novel? Was it a decided point in terms of sitting down in front of the typewriter and saying, I'm going to create this character, and he's going to have a multi-arc series?
No, actually. And that's a really interesting question because, you know, one of the first things a writer needs to do is sort of establish a tone. You know, who are you? How are you going to say things? What's your perspective on the world going to be? So I guess Darryl Billups is like an amalgam. He's a bit of Blair Walker. He's a bit of some people that Blair Walker has admired in his life, both in his personal and professional lives. And, you know, he's like a patchwork, if you will. And plus, I wanted to make him complicated. I didn't want him to be simple, so I wanted to give him some warts also.
Right.
So that's how that came about.
We are talking to Blair Walker. He is the author of a three-part series right now. I'm anxiously awaiting a word of another part of the Daryl Billups series. And the latest book is Hidden in Plain View. And we are going to continue our conversation with Blair in just a second here on BlackAmericaWeb.com. You're listening to Sybil's Book Club. Welcome back to Sybil's Book Club, and we are on BlackAmericaWeb.com and talking to one of my favorite authors. It's Blair Walker. And Blair, you are now living in Florida, right?
Yeah, I am from Baltimore, as I said previously, but I live in Miami. I don't like cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have lived in Chicago. I love Chicago. It's my favorite city. Baltimore, obviously, is where my heart is.
Sure.
But, you know, I just made a determination that I wasn't going to shovel any more snow about 9 years ago. So that's what I've done. And something I'd like to tell your listeners, I've done fiction, obviously. I've got a three-book series with Daryl Billups, who's a newspaper reporter in mm-hmm. Baltimore. And the last book was Don't Believe Your Lying Eyes. That was the third book in the series.
Right.
But I've also, I do nonfiction also. My first book was about Reginald Lewis. And I came, I spoke to you and came on with you and Tom about that.
Right, years ago, yes.
Yeah, Why Should White Guys Have All the Fun?
Which is one of the great titles of all time.
rather apropos, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I've also done Inner City Miracle with Judge Mathis. So
now, how is that? How is that working with other people on their stories?
You know, we have so many captivating stories
mm-hmm.
to tell, both on the nonfiction side and on the fiction side. So it's really gratifying to let people know, for example, about Reginald Lewis, you know, a kid from Baltimore, and there's a Baltimore theme that always seems to go
right.
to my work,
right?
Who grew up a blue-collar kid in East Baltimore and talked his way into Harvard Law School and became a lawyer and then bought the McCall Pattern Company and then bought TLC Beatrice, an international food company, for $1 billion back in the 1980s, and then died, you know, tragically of brain cancer at the age of 50.
Which, well.
Yeah. So I'm having fun sort of dancing on both sides of the aisle, and it's something that most writers don't do.
That I was going to ask about, because was it a point of yours to work both sides of the aisle, as it were, in fiction and nonfiction?
Things kind of evolved that way.
Mm.
When I was with USA Today was when I wrote Why Should White Guys Have All the Fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my very first book. But, you know, I think like everybody in any newspaper newsroom in the country, everybody wants to write, as I said before, the great American novel. And I'd always had this thing in my head of writing, you know, a novel. And it sort of naturally came to pass that my protagonist was a brother.
Right.
Who lives in Baltimore and has done a lot of the same things that I have done.
Have we had any conversation between Blair and Daryl talking about learning to fly helicopters?
No, that's something I have wanted to do for so long,
mm-hmm.
and I'm finally doing that down here in South Florida, where it rarely, you always have good weather. It's like 80 degrees as we're talking right now.
Oh, okay, thanks.
No, you're welcome. The sun is shining. and no, Daryl has his feet firmly on the ground. Blair is the one with his head in the clouds.
Yeah, okay.
Wanting to do things like fly helicopters and just do things that, you know, a lot of times folks will say, you know, folks don't do that kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Black people don't do that. And I love that. Please tell me that. It's just like fuel for my gas tank when people tell me I'm not supposed to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how my newspaper career came about. Someone told me that I could not become a newspaper reporter. And then it was difficult getting into books. And now I'm working on a trifecta. I've done newspapers. I've done books. The third leg of the trifecta is screenplays.
Ah, that's what I was going to ask you about.
Yeah, and I'm determined to do that.
Are you going to translate Daryl to the big screen, or are you going to do something completely different?
I am going to do something completely different, and I would like to translate Daryl, you know, help him make that transformation to the big
screen. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Would love to do both.
Because I think that it could be a really great series, either for HBO or something like that, or for a feature film.
Could you say that again so that I could go directly from your lips to God's ears, please?
Amen, amen. I want to know about, in the last book, in the Daryl Bills book, the character, who is the serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
How did you, without giving anything away as to who the serial killer is, how did you make that determination?
Oh, boy, we're talking about Hidden in Plain View
now.
Which, let me brag for a quick second, went to number one in sales, Kindle sales, for all of Amazon's titles, fiction and nonfiction. You know, it was over The Help briefly. So
mm-hmm.
That was a real...
Amazing, yeah.
It was. I wanted to really surprise readers because I really hate to pick up a book and it could be a murder mystery or whatever and you're like, I know who did this.
Right.
You know, you're 12 pages in. So I was like, no one is going to guess who did this.
And you were right. And it got so bizarre. I was like, this man, I'm not sure what is going on in his head, but it took so many different turns, Blair, that
uh-huh.
it was one of those, I promise you, I don't talk about sitting on the edge of your seat kind of books, but definitely Hidden in Plain View was that for me.
You wouldn't imagine how much money I save on therapists and psychiatrists and drugs, you know, and all that stuff. All you have to do is sit down and let all the demons out.
Well, your wife should be happy. She can sleep with one eye open.
Exactly.
Only. let's go back to the Amazon deal, because this was a big deal in
yeah.
terms of being number one
yeah.
Of the millions of titles sold. So how did that happen? And from what I read, it was something that you looked to happen at some point or another.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I wanted the book to do well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I say, God, please let me experience whatever success you feel that I deserve. And they have, you know, a million titles, literally. And it was not in my head that, yeah, that's going to go to number one.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what happened. You could have knocked me over with a feather.
Yeah.
I felt that I had written a good book. You know, you never think that you write a bad one.
Right, of course.
Yeah, but that's precisely what happened. It went to number one. And, you know, it's I really take a little bit of the credit, but I give most of that credit to God. I really do. I really, really do on that one. And that was very gratifying and humbling. And giddy, you know,
right.
run around the house doing this high-pitched giggle, you know, acting silly.
That is great.
Would love to feel that feeling again, too.
And I think you will. I absolutely believe that you will, because I think that you, whatever demons you have in your life, you put them out on paper. I'm kidding, but you know what I mean. It's just amazing the way your mind works and the way you have put it on paper. I got to tell you, in reading Daryl... in his stories and as you develop them, he is one of those characters that doesn't happen often for me, but I miss him after the book is finished.
Thank you.
And
thank
want
you.
To know what is next. And one of the things that I really like about him is he's kind of one of those guys that, you know, is trying to be a tough brother and do the right thing. And as his mom taught him and all of that,
right.
But he also, so he's looking out for his family, but he also has good male friendships.
He does. And one, he has a ridiculous, silly friend named Mad Dog Murdoch,
mm-hmm.
who works at the same newspaper. He's a sports columnist. He's a really graceful writer. Mad Dog is the comic relief.
Yes.
In my in all three of the Daryl Bills
yes.
books.
Yes.
Mad Dog is a hot mess. He's a fool. He has a different take on life and the world, but. Daryl can be kind of serious sometimes, so Mad Dog sort of gets in there and sort of lightens things.
He cools
up.
Him out a
yeah,
little
he does.
Bit. Yeah,
he does. You know, sometimes, and when Daryl is having a problem with Yolanda, as couples have sometimes, Mad Dog is the person who will bring Daryl over to his place and, you know, twist one up and
right.
light it up.
Right,
yep.
right. And I also love the soft touch with the police detective and his loss there.
Without giving away too much, one of the main characters in Hidden in Plain View, you know, a very good homicide detective,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't make it all the way through the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess part of Daryl's motivation in Hidden in Plain View is to not only write the best stories he can and also help to find out who's doing these horrible things to young African-American professionals and putting swastikas, decals on their heads, but also sort of to pay homage to this detective who doesn't make it all the way through.
Yeah, it is. It's a great read. I got to tell you, I enjoyed it immensely. And like I said, I miss Daryl and I look forward to whatever comes next from the great mind of Blair Walker. and I must tell you, and I wanted to tell you this, when you mentioned about the book that you did about Reginald Lewis, Why Should White Guys Have All the Fun? Mm-hmm. It's one of those books that I give to young men,
yeah.
especially as a gift, because it is one of those stories that now that we've, what is it now, almost 20 years?
It is going on, 19 years.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Since we've had the story about Reginald Lewis, and it is a story that we need to keep out there. So I want to thank you for your work that just keeps on giving.
And give it to sisters, too, Sybil.
Oh, because, absolutely.
Yeah, because our kids just need to know that there's nothing wrong with working for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
There's also nothing wrong with, forming your own enterprise, your own business.
Right.
And as they like to say, getting paid.
Yeah.
and that's how you do it.
You are a delight. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the conversation here with Blair Walker. And if you have not picked up his books, I highly recommend them. Hidden in Plain View, Up Jump the Devil, and Don't Believe Your Lying Eyes, his works of fiction. And as he mentioned, he has also written about the late financier Reginald Lewis, as well as Judge Greg Mathis and the investment guru Eddie Brown. And now we're enjoying his work in fiction. Thank you so much, Blair. I appreciate it.
Sybil, I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're listening to Sybil's Book Club on BlackAmericaWeb.com, and we have just had a great conversation and highly recommend.